and you get to spend an afternoon with us. How do you like that?
What did you do to deserve that? Who did you make mad?
Could either be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. But but today we're talking food, so that's probably
that's a good thing.
Yeah. So I tell you what. We put the call out there on Facebook, and Allie has answered the call, telling us her top three foods that she can't live without. Sadly, she didn't mention where she can get them. But
I think I know. Chunky Monkey is her number one thing.
And there's only one place that makes that.
Yeah, that's a Ben and Jerry concoction.
Ben and Jerry's there. She mentioned strawberry licorice.
I'm watching Fringe, and that was Walter's, one of his favorite munchies.
Yes, of course.
And he was always
constantly eating one of those.
Yeah.
They were always around.
Yep.
And I've got a tip of the hat to Allie on this one, banana milkshakes, which is one of my favorite to have. It's not on my list, but that is a good one. And you got to know where to go to get that. So I'm not sure where she goes to get it, but there are a few places I've gone. So
Plainwell ice cream comes to mind.
Okay.
In my case.
Okay.
Where you were picking to go get.
And it depends on whether you're wanting to get one quick or you're wanting to get one that's done really, really well.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, from a quick standpoint, I'm thinking of like going to Sonic or depending on what it's called, it's either Rally's or Checkers, depending on what town you're in. They do a banana shake.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, there's both of those here around town.
So banana milkshakes, that's actually a good idea. So,
yeah.
Sonic has done one. I think they throw in some Nilla wafers and things like that. I'm not sure if that's what it is, or maybe Dairy Queen did that. I don't remember.
Mm.
But all good stuff anyway. But
what's number two on your list?
Number two on my list is pulled pork.
Ah, where do you go to get your pulled pork?
My own home.
Ah.
See, we actually do some, and it's very, very good. So.
Allie's banana milkshakes may be homemade banana milkshakes.
That could be.
Yeah.
You can do them at home, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, pulled pork, we actually follow a recipe that's probably better than your average pulled pork. And it's more of a, you know, cook in the crock pot / slow cooker or whatever it is.
Ooh.
But you do that to the point where the pork absolutely falls apart and add your favorite barbecue sauce. And we've tried several barbecue sauces with it. So
what's your favorite barbecue sauce?
Oh, it depends on the day. You know, you just – because there's so many good ones out there.
I like Montgomery Inn from Cincinnati.
I have not – believe it or not, I have not tried Montgomery Inn.
Yeah,
so
good stuff.
I've heard great things about it. General choice that we make is, you know, if we're doing one of those mass market things, we're doing like a Sweet Baby Ray's.
Oh, okay.
We were on board with them before they were a big mass market thing. They were a small little fringe thing when we found them.
Yeah.
But we've also been known to do Famous Dave's, if you're familiar with that chain. They've got several different sauces that we've tried. That's more of a dipping sauce than a cook with it sauce.
Oh, okay.
But there's several different choices there. We've tried Jack Daniel's. They do a good sauce.
I like the Jack Daniel's.
So they I don't remember if we were doing – there was one variety of it, and it's not coming to my head right now. I don't know if it was something. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but they've got several varieties they do. So we've tried a lot of different barbecue sauces. There's some I won't use that I won't tell you about because I don't want you using them. But there's definitely some good sauces out there if you want to do that. So, got to be the sauce, though.
382-4280, 877-382-4280.
Okay. Number two on your list.
Pizza.
Pizza. Okay.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Roma.
Okay.
It's a little pizza place right down by the railroad tracks on Drake Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a really good unless I'm into thin crust. If if I decide thin crust, then I have to go to I'll get back to you.
Okay,
Fricano's.
Yeah, okay.
They're thin crust. But if I want a hand tossed taste, Roma. right down on Drake Road by the railroad
tracks. Do you have any specific kind that you do there, or is it, you know, is it a specialty thing, or you just throw a few toppings on?
A few toppings.
Okay.
I like pepperoni, mushrooms, and green pepper.
Okay. Mm. That's the pretty universal list of, I think we can all agree on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that tends to be what happens at our house is those three. If I had my choice, though, on a pizza, and I don't yet have I don't have enough authority here in town to say this is where we get pizza. We're still working that out.
Sure.
But if I'm getting a pizza just for myself and I'm asking, okay, what kind of toppings do I want? I want a lot of them. I like to get a lot of toppings on there, a lot of different and not the unusual, you know, like I don't go for the anchovies and things like that, but I'll throw some black olives on there and you know, sausage, and it has to be a certain kind of onion. I don't like all onions on there, but several different toppings. Got to have a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah.
So it's not a good pizza otherwise.
Have you started your pizza journey here in Kalamazoo yet?
We have tried a couple of different places for pizza.
You don't want to rush judgment.
So,
sample what's around.
We've been here for just under a couple of months. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to pace yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, we did try one place, and it was a chain place, but it was a chain place that I remember from when I was a kid, and I've not been in a town that had one since, so had to try that out.
Now I got to ask, what chain was in your hometown, and you didn't find it again until you got here?
Godfather's Pizza.
Ah, okay, okay.
So we had to try again,
yeah,
which wasn't too bad.
Okay.
So, but yeah. And pizza is not on my list either. So,
okay. What's number three on your list?
Number three on my list is a very unusual thing. And it's not unusual in the fact of what it is, but it's a specific brand.
Oh.
So, first of all, I mean, the one thing that is a requirement at our house, there always has to be ice cream. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Some kind of ice cream.
Even in winter.
Yeah. You got to have it. And if you don't have it, you got to go get it.
Right.
You know, that's just one of those things. And particularly in winter, if the power goes out and the freezer shuts down, well, you're not going to lose it.
Right.
You know, so it's not going to melt on you.
Yeah.
You know.
You can't just let it go to waste.
So, you know, there you go. You have it. But for me, I like mint chocolate chip ice cream.
That's which a good choice.
And there is a specific brand. I've not seen it around here yet. I haven't looked completely. But there's a specific brand they have down south called Bluebell.
I have seen that here.
Okay.
But
okay.
I can't tell you where I saw it.
Mm.
But I have seen Bluebell ice cream here.
They tend to be a little bit more expensive. They've not downsized their ice cream cart. So it's like you still get half a gallon when you buy it.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's very good. But I don't know what it is. I've tried several different kinds. I used to have an old favorite, mint chocolate chip. Then I tried theirs, and I said, okay, we're done with this.
I've moved on.
This is it. So, yeah, Bluebell, mint chocolate chip ice cream, must have.
You got to try Hudsonville.
I've heard that.
Yes.
I've heard that, and I've seen that in the store. So that's
Hudsonville for a mass market ice cream is very good.
Okay.
But you got to get to Plainwell Ice Cream.
Okay.
They make their own ice cream.
It will be on my list. You know, I grew up in a town that had one of those local dairy places that did their own ice cream. So if it's anything like that, sign me up.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Before we get to your number three,
okay,
let's give the phone numbers so that and so people know what we're doing because they're sitting here going, you're talking food. I want some. Here's what we're doing. We are listing the top three must-have foods.
Comfort foods.
Yeah, these are the things that you got to have, whether it's you got to have them around or you need this from time to time. These are the three things that that make you go, I guess.
You've been trapped in the house for 3 days. You can finally get out.
Where
are you going?
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. We're talking about three things. So share with us your three foods you can't live without, and where you get them. And some of them are a little more obvious. You know, when Allie mentioned Chunky Monkey, only one place
prepares
that. So, you know. But, you know, in my case, Chili Five-Way, got to be Skyline in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you can get it from places where they have a Skyline, but I don't know. It's somehow it's just a little bit better in the Cincinnati area. I don't know why. Maybe it's the air.
But, it's the competition.
But you'll be able to share with us two ways. Call in 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, or you can comment on Facebook. And you do that by going to WKZO.com and clicking on the Facebook link there. You'll be right on our page, and you'll be able to comment, just like Allie did, which, by the way, Allie added the note that Fringe is her favorite show.
So
she wanted to add that. But Kathy has also chimed in with her three favorite foods. She said crab legs, and crab legs.
Ooh.
I'm sensing
like
a
real
pattern
estate.
Here. You know.
There's three important parts of real estate. Location, and location.
There you go.
Crab legs, and then there's crab legs.
Yeah. Yeah. So she didn't put where she gets them on there. So I don't know. There's a lot of places you can get crab legs. So I don't know.
Maybe they're not all the same. Maybe she has a favorite place
to get her
crab legs.
But you know what? You can chime in just like Allie did and Kathy did as well and tell us what your three favorites are. Or you can give us a call, 382-4280, and join the likes of people like Jay, who's on the line from Kalamazoo. Jay, welcome.
Afternoon. Love your show.
Thanks.
I'd just like to say that. You know, when I'm cooped up and I got to get out and get something special, I'm heading right straight to Coney Island.
Good choice.
Straight for you or right downtown.
Right downtown, right?
Yeah, downtown usually because it's a little better down there for some odd reason. I think it's because the grill's older.
You know, I used to have a store right across from Coney Island, and the owner of Coney Island told me that's true. That the downtown location, the hot dogs are just a skosh better there, and he says it's the age of the grill, and the one downtown is nearly 100 years old.
Yeah, I used to work about a half a block away from the one downtown, and I used to get my lunch there quite often, and that explains a few pounds.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
Thank you for having a good show. Thanks.
All
right. So that was Jay. We move from Jay on to Dave in Plainwell. Dave, you're with us. What's on your list?
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
Or your top three?
Okay. Well, the guy was just talking about Coney dogs. I didn't have it on my list, but
it's there now.
So now it's a top four.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I like that.
I'm from Detroit area, and I like the dogs here at, you know, the downtown place you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
but that really is not a Coney dog. If you've ever been to Lafayette Coney in downtown Detroit or American, I mean, there's no sauce. There's no, you know what I mean? They're just like put the meat on top and that's it. I mean, the Coney dog is supposed to have like a chili sauce, you know?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
okay.
about?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I agree with Plainwell ice cream. I live here in Plainwell. I'm not being biased, but it really is the best ice cream I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you're being biased, but we'll go with it.
excuse me. And right across the street from you guys, Papa Murphy's Pizza, that is some darn good pizza that I've recently gotten hooked on in the past 6 months. And I like it a lot.
Sure.
You take it home and bake it yourself, right?
Yes, you do. Yeah. You tell them what kind of toppings you want, whatever, and they put it all on for you, and they shrink wrap it up for you, and you take it home and cook it to your, you know, your crispiness likeness.
And is it hot when you eat it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the beauty of cooking it at home.
Exactly. You don't have to wait for delivery or transporting it home or anything like that.
Well, and Dave, are you with me on this? I mean, the beauty of it as well is that you've got breakfast the next morning because then you got cold pizza in the morning. So
Exactly. And Papa Murphy's pizza does taste very good the next day.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right. So there was Dave sharing some of his food wisdom with us. I tell you what, before we get to break here, let's check in with Ellen. She's standing by to tell us what's on her top three.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi there.
How are you?
I have many favorite foods, and I'm overweight to prove it. macaroni and cheese, homemade, with Kraft ice cream, Kraft cheese, and popcorn, and A&W hot dogs, or the root beer stand hot dogs, and cocoa.
Like hot cocoa?
Right.
Okay.
Hot chocolate.
Okay.
And for the ice cream, I like the caribou one. It's caramel instead of chocolate, and it has chunks of caramel in it and caramel ribbons all the way through it, and I think it's made by Dean's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've had that. It is good.
Yes, it is. I buy that because my dog can share it because it's not chocolate.
There you go.
You're right. You can't give chocolate to dogs.
Caramel.
Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Ellen. Appreciate that. You know, I've heard of people sharing ice cream with their dogs before. That's not all that unusual.
Well, frequently we'll get a small ice cream cone for the dogs, not chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate's not a good idea for dogs.
Nope.
But, you know. They go for just about whatever you give them, so they're not too picky, I guess. That's...
After we get back, we're going to hear what's
okay.
on her list.
All right, stay with us, Cindy, and why don't you stay with us as well as we continue talking about the top three favorite foods. KZO, Jeremy Lawrence here with you and Roger Taylor as we talk about favorite foods. You can talk with us 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 or over on Facebook. We're talking about it as well. Get there by going to WKZO.com and clicking on the Facebook link at our website. You'll be able to get right there and join several people who have chimed in to tell us what's on their list.
Anna likes Polish sausage from South Bend.
Hmm.
Maybe there's a butcher shop there that does it right.
I've been to South Bend. Haven't tried that there, though.
Choco Mint Soda from Donnie Dunes in South Bend.
Interesting.
And something I do know about, steaks from Barrett's Smokehouse.
Okay.
And I have to agree, her choice in Barrett's Smokehouse for meat is a good one.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll tell you what, Cindy's been waiting patiently on the line in Kalamazoo. Cindy, you're with us. Go ahead with your list.
I have three. So the first one is O'Duffy's Pub for burgers, and they make a great one coming up for St. Patty's Day that they do their Irish burger, and that's a must-have. You have to go down there during that time.
What's an Irish burger? What do they do?
They take their regular burger, and then they put slabs of their home-cooked corned beef on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their nice bun that they have there. It makes a nice dinner.
I bet.
Sounds good.
And then for pizza, it has to be Jack's, and that's down on Westinghe. Nice, thin pizza crust. It's very quick service, and it has a cheese on there that's unlike anybody else has.
Okay.
That's two.
Okay. The third one would be Scallops at Bold.
Bold. Downtown.
Bold.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Bold out in Texas Township.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the best.
Okay.
Okay.
What makes it special at Bold?
I think it's the way the chef prepares them and the type of scallops that he uses. I'm pretty sure they're fresh, and the size. You know, they're not great big gargantuan ones. They're just that nice sweet sized scallop.
Cool.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate the call. Did we get to number three on your list?
No.
We didn't. Okay. Well, we have been remiss, sir. Let's hear your number three.
Hamburger. Just a burger.
A burger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Locally, the best burger is Denisio's. It's an ice cream parlor in front of Menards.
Okay.
And they do a very good burger. However, the best burger I have ever had in my life is at a fish restaurant called Bonefish.
Uh-huh.
And the closest one is in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And I went there begrudgingly because everybody else wanted fish. I mm-hmm. don't eat fish. But when I looked at the menu, it said, this is our premier dish of the restaurant. And it's a hamburger.
Hmm.
And I tried it, and by gosh, it is the best hamburger I mm-hmm. have ever had. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have a burger, do you tend to go with, you know, like medium, medium rare, or do you just, you like them cooked, or?
Medium to medium well. I want, I don't like eating hamburger tartare.
Just a little shade of, a hint
yes,
of pink, rather
I'd
than.
I'd still like it to have some taste. I don't want to chew on my shoe,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a little leery of raw meat.
Yeah. And, well, we discussed steak tartare yesterday, which I think we both just said, count us out.
Move right along on that.
But I tend to go the other direction. I do like my meat still mooing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So I tend to go with medium rare. Not rare. I don't want it cool in the center. I want it cooked. But it gives it a little flavor with some of the medium rareness.
A steak I would do medium rare. I would agree with mm-hmm. you. You can't cook all the flavor out of it.
I'll have to tell you a grilling story sometime that's interesting about steak. In fact, you know what? We'll do that after the news.
Okay.
Portion of the program brought to you by Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com. Jeremy Lawrence here with you along with...
what's my name?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
It just came to me. I don't know.
Sprinkles. Yeah. A new nickname for me.
So, no, you're Roger Taylor, not that one.
Yes. Yes. And I was not the drummer in Queen.
Yes. Yes, I think we probably figured that one out already. Yeah. Something tells me.
I was a drummer, though.
You were, yes. Yeah. We did have that discussion the other day. One discussion that I would like to have is one with Marty. He's been waiting on the line through the break. Marty, you're with us. We've been talking about food. I'm assuming that's what you'd like to talk about.
Yes, and I'm Marty, a she, not a he.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
All right. I get that all the time.
All right.
Anyway, we got our three favorite foods here. Our number one favorite all-time food is called cinnamon pizza at the Pizza Ranch near Jenison.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is just out of this world.
Is that a dessert pizza?
Yes, it is, but boy, is it good.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's the name of the place?
It's called Pizza Ranch. They have a buffet, and all their food is really good. They have fried chicken and stuff, but we go there, and we just eat cinnamon pizza.
Yeah.
So you just skip straight to dessert. That works.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say with life being like it is, so uncertain, you better eat your dessert first.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, what else is on your list?
Okay, our thing when we want to be really healthy, and we absolutely love it too, is the grilled mesquite salmon at Logan's with a baked sweet potato.
Okay.
Very healthy. You can get another side, broccoli, which is what we usually do, and then we share it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then our really decadent thing that we just save for birthdays and stuff is cinnamon pancakes at IHOP.
Oh, there you go.
Really?
Don't eat those very often, but boy, are they good.
Cinnamon pancakes. Do you eat them at all times of the day?
Oh, yeah. We usually go there for supper.
Oh,
and
okay.
When we're going to have – it's just like a birthday treat because they're definitely not good for you.
Breakfast for dinner. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Really.
No,
right.
Absolutely.
Or dessert first. I like your approach.
Well, I didn't live this long without learning something.
You know, Marty, judging from your choices here, I'd say you'd have a bit of a sweet tooth.
Yes, definitely. I really have to fight against it. Yep. But sometimes I just give up and give in.
Oh, you have to give in.
You can't always fight.
You have to give in. That's what makes life fun.
Sometimes you have to surrender.
That's right. That's what makes it so sweet. But listen, we really like your show. We listen to it almost every day.
Well, thank you.
Almost every day. What are you doing the other days?
Come on.
Oh, probably out at IHOP.
There you go.
Eating cinnamon pancakes.
Can't fault you for that one. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Bye-bye.
All right.
So. You had a grilling story never came back to.
Yes. We wanted, because we decided at some point to grill out steaks.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time we're grilling out, it's sort of out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to the grill to flip the steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I said before, I tend to be the kind of guy that likes medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
Even a little more rare than medium, but it's got to be at least a little warm in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I always joke that I like my steaks still mooing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go out to check on the steaks, and I'm taking my tongs out there and the fork and the whole bit and lift up the lid of the grill, and I'm sitting here prodding one with a fork, and I hear,
"Oh."
Now, I knew where it came from. There was a farm that was probably about a mile away, but I'm sitting here, okay.
Poke it again.
Let's just try that one more time. Okay, it wasn't the steak, but... So, yeah, that was I grilled a steak and it mooed at me.
Yeah.
So there's your proof for my liking. There's some people that would say that's just absolutely disgusting, having steak like that. I'm not one of them.
Went to a good friend's for dinner. I think it was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we pull up in front of the house, and he's got his grill going in the plowed driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And there were flames 3 feet high coming out of that that grill. And went to the door, and his son answered. And I said, "Michael, get your dad." And he says, "Well, he's downstairs." And I says, no, get your dad and get him up here now. And we still harass him about the burnt offering we had for Christmas dinner.
There you go.
The prime rib that was inside was still good, but you had to cut about an inch off of all sides.
Of course.
Before you could eat it.
Had a little, outer layer.
Yeah.
Layer of carbon.
I don't want to mention any names, but his name is Steve Rayrauer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we won't mention Steve's name at all.
No. Steve will remain anonymous.
We don't want to mention Steve's name because that would be embarrassing.
Right.
You know, people might ask him about it.
And Rayrauer is such a common name.
No, it is.
Nobody will know what Steve Rayrauer talking
it's
about.
It's kind of like, Bob Smith or something
like
that. It's like that. So if you mention that name, nobody will have any idea who he is, I'm sure. So if you'd like to share with us your list of three foods, you can do that. What we're talking about is three foods that you just can't live without and where you get those foods. You can do that by calling us 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can also share with us on Facebook. On our Facebook page there, we've got the question up. And if you go to our website, WKZO.com, and click on the Facebook link, you'll be able to share with us there. It goes right to the page, and you'll be able to share along with Kathy and Anna and some others that have shared as well.
I took Marty's idea. I have the Pizza Ranch on my list of as a bucket list.
So you're now making a new list of places you have to go.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I get up to Grand Rapids frequently.
Sure.
Jenison is a Grand Rapids suburb.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to try the Pizza Ranch.
Now, one thing that I considered putting on my list.
Uh-huh.
And it's not necessarily, I guess there is one food that I get at this particular place. But if I go to either Nashville or Gatlinburg, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
they have a place there, and either one of those, that's called the Pancake Pantry.
The Pancake Pantry.
And they only serve breakfast and lunch. One of those type of places. But they're constantly busy. They constantly have, they have a line that goes out the door and around the corner. It's just that good. And a couple of different items that I get when I go there. There's
at the same time?
Not at the same time.
Oh, okay.
You switch off, because you don't want to get stuck in a rut like I normally do.
Right.
So one of the things I get is this stuff that's called sugar and spice pancakes. It's kind of a cinnamon sugar syrup that they serve up with it. and a special kind of pancake. It's mm-hmm. sort of like the cinnamon pancakes that we were just discussing a little bit ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what they're called. And you always get like some hash browns or bacon with it or something like that to cut the sweetness a little
bit. Right,
you have to
right,
do that.
Right.
The other thing that I've gotten is called Burgundy and Gold. And this involves cherries, peaches, and crepes.
Ooh, it sounds healthy.
It's very healthy.
It's fruit.
Yes, it's fruit. You know, and crepes are so thin.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not getting a lot of carbs there.
And yeah, there's a lot of egg in them.
Mm-hmm. Of course. That's nutrition right there.
Yeah.
But it's not always on their menu. So if they have it on their special menu, I go for it right there.
Okay.
So
is it right on the main drag there in Gatlinburg?
In Gatlinburg, yes. It's right there on, what do they call it, the parkway
yeah.
that goes through town?
Mm-hmm.
Right near a place that's called The Village, which okay. is kind of this old world charming place. But anyway, it's there. If you're in Nashville, it's actually close to the Vanderbilt campus.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's not too far away from everything, the downtown, all the honky-tonks and that kind of thing. It's maybe not walking distance, but it's fairly close.
Okay.
So that's where you find that stuff. It's on my honorable mention list, not okay. necessarily on the top three. So
let's see what's on Carl. Is that no? Pam.
That's not even close to Carl. Where do you get that?
I thought that's what I saw. I'm looking at a clear across the studio at a little screen.
Okay, so you know what? I'll say hi to Pam. You say hi to Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Pam.
How you doing?
Hi. Hey, my name is Pam, but, you know, my really good friends call me Carl.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, I've got a few really, a few favorites, all different meals, and one of them is Bimbo's Pizza.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And
been around forever.
It sure has. And even Bruno's. Bruno's can be very good, too. But I used to go to that in high school.
Me too.
I hope that doesn't count for two.
That's like one A and one B. How
yeah.
about that?
Okay, all right. So here's number two is the spinach and feta omelet at Nina's just down the road from you guys.
Oh.
Best breakfast place in town, Nina's.
Mm-hmm.
And then our third most favorite food would be Black Jewel popcorn. And we buy the loose popcorn and put it in a hot air popper so you don't get any oils or anything.
So that's healthy, too.
Very healthy. And then if you don't use oil, see, you can add more butter.
She's got a plan here. You can tell.
And we can only get that way at one place in town, the D&W on Romance Road.
Well, okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
And I have to agree, Nina's is a good place for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, you're making me hungry. I'm going to go home and fix dinner.
Okay. Thank you, Pam and or Carl, as the case may be.
See you, Carl.
Bye.
I don't know. How do you see Carl out of the letters P-A-M?
Well, it's too far to see with my glasses on, so I have to look over my glasses, and it's small print.
Yeah, we'll have to get you some of those opera glasses or something. You can look
at I'll bring in my binoculars. Be like bird watching in here.
So there you go. It's like, okay, let's see. Is it Bob? No. George. Okay.
I'll just keep guessing names till I get it right.
There you go. You know, it's like Bill Cosby did when he was talking about, you know, his mother would talk to him. Come here, Roy, Richard, Rutabaga. What is your name?
You. Get over here. That happens to me with my dogs. I'll be angry with one of them, and I'm yelling at him, and all of a sudden it occurs to me I'm using the wrong dog.
Wait a minute.
Name.
Yeah. No, and I've actually done that with my own children,
I'll say.
But
yeah.
it slips out. No, that's not the one I'm talking to.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
And there's a difference in age there. They're 12 and 4, so I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway, three favorite foods that are on your list. We've gone through my three favorites. And in case you missed that, Chili Five Way from Skyline Chili in Cincinnati or very close to it. I've had it in Northern Kentucky. Just as good there, I have to admit.
Okay.
Pulled pork. I do that at my house, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know,
in a slow cooker.
Yeah. Yeah. So not necessarily a smoker. Some people smoke it, and that's fine. You know, but I could never fit it in the rolling paper. So, you know.
Well, it's hard to get the zigzags off of it once it's cooked.
Well, yeah, you know, and, you know, when you've got barbecue sauce, it's tough to light up. Really. So, pulled pork, we make it ourselves. But, you know, in a barbecue joint, you can get some good pulled pork, certainly. And mint chocolate chip ice cream, Bluebell is my brand. So that's one of those things I really enjoy. It's a Southern brand name, but as I understand it, it's around here somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway, we need one more caller.
Yes.
382-4280, 877-382-4280. I've seen Bluebell ice cream in a store here.
Hmm.
Where can Jeremy get his Bluebell mint chip fix?
That would help.
Give us a call,
you know,
and
gotta,
let him know where to go to get his ice cream.
And I got to give him honorable mention as well, because they did mint cookies and cream as well, which mm-hmm. was also very good.
I lived out east for a while, and we had Hershey's ice cream.
Of course, yes.
And Hershey's was mm-hmm. always good, but Hudsonville is top notch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put that on my list of things to try. But recap your list for people that are joining us just now.
Starting with macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm. Burdick's is where I go okay. to get a gourmet mac and cheese.
I have to try that now.
Pizza from Roma if I want a hand-tossed, from Fricano's if I want a thin crust.
Okay.
And locally, burger at Denisio's in front of Menards. Best burger in the world, you got to go to Grand Rapids for, to Bonefish. It's on okay. the East Beltline.
Okay. All right. And when you say in front of Menards, which one are you talking about? Because there's like four of them in town.
The Menards on West Main.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Ashtemo.
Well, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's catch up with Steve, because I'll bet that Steve has something tasty on his list. Enlighten us, Steve.
Hey, I can do it real quick just around Portage and Kalamazoo. I like the ham and cheese with butter and mustard from the Pizza Yen.
Hmm.
Pizza Yen.
Interesting.
Pizza Yen. Used to be on West Snage. Now it's on, I think, Shearing Road back in the industrial complex.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, right there by the entrance into the mall, the one that's to the west of that from Romance.
Dale south of Meyer on Shaver Road.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shearing Road.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. But anyways, then I usually go downtown to Coney Island
okay.
for the old Red Hot, and then finish up at Boone's Airs for some of that chocolate Bavarian cream cake.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Boone's Airs does do cakes.
That they do.
Yep. Okay. Yep. They do cakes.
All
right. Anyways, just a couple easy ones that are close by.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. You know, and that right. Steve's a simple guy, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to go far afield to get your favorites.
That's right. Hey, thanks.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate
well, you,
it.
You can tell from both of our lists that we're not gourmets.
No. No, certainly not. Our needs are simple.
Chili, that's not gourmet.
No, no.
Even from Cincinnati.
Well, it's a special kind of chili.
Yeah.
It's a little unusual, but yes.
And macaroni and cheese that heads my list. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not, mm-hmm. You're not going to find that on the Food Channel.
Sure. You know, well, you might, but it's going to be made with something unusual.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Goat cheese.
Let's make
something.
It with goat cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's just some basic stuff. Why not? So,
hey, can I go back to some old business?
Okay.
I challenged Derek to find out when we quit making 45s, and the jury says,
well, apparently they're still being created.
Who knew?
Okay. Yep, and they're actually coming out from a lot of independent labels, mostly punk rock and different other independent rock labels, and they're also doing reprints of older 45s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a market for them.
Yes.
How were they purchased? There's so few record stores anymore. Is most of it online
I think
as a result?
I think, well, according to this thing that I found here, they can be bought online, but a lot of these 45s can be found in record stores. So.
Oh, okay.
Because I know a lot of the larger cities got the record stores as well.
Oh, yeah. True. Well, there's a neat little record store right next to Nina's there at the top of West Main Hill. That, I guess that'd be a place to go.
Okay.
But they're still making 45s.
Yep.
Who knew?
Who knew? All right. Thanks for the research. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We still got a little bit of show left. So I hope that you'll keep it right here with us as we wrap things up here in the next couple of minutes. My name is Jeremy, his name is Roger, and we're here to play Password. It's been quite a day, and I think from here I'm going to have to, you know, go out and get something to eat. I'm getting hungry now.
Really hungry.
So I don't know if that's a good thing that we need to keep talking food or just not talk food anymore.
If the roads were better, I'd be on the way to the pizza ranch.
But this is what we've been talking about. And you know what? Just because we're done talking, I'll throw in a little bonus for people. If you still want to talk about this on Facebook, you can do so. Just go to our Facebook page. Just go to WKZO.com, click on the Facebook link, and click on our site there. And if you haven't liked us yet, why don't you do that? You can go ahead and like us and be a part of this and any conversation we happen to have because, you know, we just like having you around.
And if you don't have to like both of us.
That's true.
You can like one person.
If you like me and just can't stand Roger, still join the site. That's fine.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. As little
on
as
that
would
rare
happen.
Occasion.
But, you know, the
yeah.
Rare times.
Somebody
that
might feel that way.
Oh, they might. Yeah. I don't know.
Just could possibly happen.
So I tell you what, when you hear that, it means
it's time to go.
We got
to
go.
Have yourself a good evening, everybody.
Hey, we'll get together again tomorrow. Do it all over again.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.